Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Professor Shoub, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. Hi.
It's been a while, Prof. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, ditto.
Prof, interesting subject you want to talk about this afternoon, nanobodies, llamas, and COVID treatment. And I am kind of surprised to see that Pfizer isn't in there either.
Well, now, Pfizer was there 2 nights ago.
Yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, no, we can do another Pfizer one if you wish. But this is actually a very interesting, a fascinating, in fact, publication recently appeared in the journal Science, coming from work at the University of Pittsburgh and the Hebrew University. And they're looking at these things called nanobodies. Now, we've spoken about antibodies, you know, which the host makes, which the individual makes, in response to infection, to recover from an infection and to protect against future exposure. Those are antibodies. Those are proteins. And the use of antibodies to treat patients is not new. That actually goes back well over 100 years ago. So they tried it for COVID, you know, getting people to donate, people who've recovered from COVID, who've got antibodies in their blood, to donate their blood to extract the antibodies and use it for treatment. And the results have really been a bit equivocal. So yes. What's so special about nanobodies? Now, the antibody molecule itself, the protein, is actually quite a large molecule. It's got three chains. It's got two what we call heavy chains and one light chain. And it's the heavy chains which actually attach to the virus and prevent it infecting cells. And it's the heavy chain which is the protective part or the curative part. It's that which actually neutralizes the virus. So what these nanobodies are in fact only the heavy chain. So it's a much smaller molecule, but in addition it's very, very effective, been shown to be very effective in this neutralizing activity, in other words, in preventing viruses infecting cells. So it consists just of the heavy chain, and because of that, it's actually very much more stable. So it's much more effective and much more stable, much more easy to kind of store and also to administer as well. Now, the interesting thing about these nanobodies is that they were discovered in the family of mammals where the camels reside, the camelids. And the camels, of course, are in the Middle East, but their equivalent in South America are the llamas and the alpacas. Yes. Alpacas was a smaller version of llamas. Now, llamas are interesting animals. They are domesticated. They live in South America. They've been used in Andes for millennia as a pack animal. And also they produce a very fine wool. But what's very important that these animals, when you immunize them with the COVID virus, they produce these nanobodies. And there's a particular llama called Wally. Now, Wally lives in a farm in Massachusetts. And they've been dosing Wally with COVID. And he's been producing these nanobodies, which now they're really kind of doing some very valuable, very intriguing research, and they're in fact now going into clinical trials. So it's quite a fascinating subject, these nanobodies, and hopefully it will be quite an important therapeutic breakthrough. We'll see. Of course, the trials are just starting now. They've done all the preliminary biochemical work on it. But, you know, COVID is kind of full of scientific surprises. It's a new virus, a new disease, and all these things are new. You talk about Pfizer. The mRNA vaccine is also brand new. We've never gone into humans before. So watch this space.
I mean, that has affected world stock markets. Everybody's so buoyant and it's all fantastic. But meanwhile, when you drill down to the detail and you see that it has to be kept in subarctic temperatures, how are you going to distribute that in the middle of Africa and the Gobi Desert, you know? There are massive issues with this virus.
You can in the middle of New York, in the middle of London, that you can do. But yeah, that's one of the big problems is the storage of that, the RNA. It's very delicate. It's actually protected by a lipid, by a fatty kind of capsule. But even then, the storage requirements are, but remember, these are very preliminary results. Just remember that as well. I spoke about that the other day.
I missed that, unfortunately. But it's wonderful to sense a little bit of optimism about this whole issue for a change.
It'll be on the podcast. by the way.
Thank you, Prof. I didn't know that. Yeah, absolutely. Prof, we're going to leave it there this afternoon because it's half past four, and you'll be back with me tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, all the best.